You may have seen in the paper that Ratzinger has abolished limbo. He declared some time ago that he never really believed in it himself. I will speak about this a little bit more next week. But for today, I want to answer your questions by saying that this declaration, Archbishop Lefebvre used this phrase, while not formally heretical, begins and ends in heresy. That is to say that limbo is simply the common teaching of the theologians, not solemnly defined, but it begins in the heresy of universal salvation, which is the heresy of Wotewa and also of Ratzinger, and it ends in the heresy that baptism is not really necessary in order to get to heaven, and original sin is not an obstacle to going to heaven. Already in the American church, they have been profiting from that by saying that baptism does not wash away original sin, but simply is an entrance into the community. So you see where they are going with this. We'll talk a little bit more about that next Sunday. The mercy of the Lord fills the earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Mercy, in the Latin, misericordia, the very first word of the proper of today's Mass, sung by the choir as the priest prepares to go up unto the altar of God. The introit sometimes is so important in a Mass that it names the Mass, Gaudete or Laetare Sunday, for example. But this Mass already has a name, Good Shepherd Sunday. So what the introit does with its words from the psalm about mercy filling the earth is to underline the truth of the nature of this Good Shepherd. When we think of our Lord and mercy, naturally, our thoughts go to the Sacred Heart. But in the old days, the early days of the church, the era of the catacombs, before great cities were built, when most people lived a country life, the image that was operative was that of the shepherd, the good shepherd going off after his sheep. And indeed, this is one of the very ancient original pictures of our Lord to be found painted in the catacombs. Because we are living today, most of us, urban lives, and as I say, sometimes children haven't ever really seen sheep, not in situ, not in the natural position of sheep and a shepherd. It's hard to get the point to appreciate it. You know, the idea of the shepherd with his staff, which stands for the cross, whereby our Lord conquers the devil, and also the crozier, or the bishop's staff, whereby he drives off the devil to protect the flock. The shepherd is depicted in the catacombs as going into the thorns or the brambles to rescue the lost sheep. In the Sacred Heart devotion, those thorns have made their way right into his very heart as he continues to go after us. It's a beautiful picture. The Good Shepherd today truly is a Mercy Sunday. And if you think of it, every Sunday of the year is. It's a Sunday on which so many souls come to the Shepherd. They listen to his voice. It is a Sunday in which our Lord feeds us and leads us. And on Sundays too, in so many different ways, he goes after those who have wandered or aren't really following him. But I must say this. Last Sunday was not Mercy Sunday. Some of you may be familiar with the modern devotion of Sister Faustina. You should know the Novus Ordo keeps the Sunday after Easter as Divine Mercy Sunday, but that this devotion was condemned by Rome in the 1950s, the Holy Office under the great Cardinal Ottaviani, as being, quote, not supernatural. The Church in this matter wants to avoid any duplication of devotions or any confusion for her children. For us Catholics, you see, the mercy, the divine mercy devotion, is the Sacred Heart devotion, which unfortunately has been overshadowed, forgotten for many of the Novus Ordo people. But what's the difference between the two? Oh, there is a difference. Their divine mercy devotion is one way. God coming down to man. But since God has become a man, which is the first and the most astounding truth of God's mercy, the incarnation, we too have to show mercy to God. If the earth is going to be full of God's mercy, it is because we, children of men, show mercy to one of us, a man who is also God, the Sacred Heart. Our Lord said once, heaven is like a ladder. You see angels going up and coming down, and that is the divine mercy. A heartfelt sympathy for another's distress. So St. Augustine, St. Thomas Aquinas define mercy. In other words, someone else's misery affects me. I feel it keenly. So there is then a twofold aspect to mercy, just as there is in the relationship of sheep and shepherd. It is true, the shepherd does everything for his sheep. He leads them to good pasture, and he looks for them when they are lost, and then he lays them gently upon his shoulder and carries them back, and he lays down his life for his sheep. Our Lord is all goodness towards us sinners, and the truth of the matter is, he gives us grace after grace. But sheep too, did you ever think of it? Sheep have their duties, and in this we should be the sheep of his flock. At least a little bit of meekness, in other words, that's the Sacred Heart virtue. You see it in sheep. Sheep don't bite, they don't kick, they don't defend themselves with a poison. Learn of me, I am meek and humble of heart. Sheep are extraordinarily patient, and they suffer silently before the shearer, or even as they are led to the slaughter. Not a little bleat out of them. Other animals, they say maybe cows or pigs, when they realize they are being taken to the slaughterhouse, they buck and they resist. But not so the sheep or the Lamb of God. Sheep are not proud. In their humility, they follow the directions of the shepherd. They are also said to love salt, obviously to maintain the balance of their own systems. But that stands for, because salt preserves, it stands for the preservative power, what we're doing today. God's grace, a sermon, a mass, confession, Holy Communion. Now, it is true that sheep are simple beasts, but they have some common sense. More than a lot of us, they flee the wolf. They want to get away from the predator. And lastly, they are profitable to their shepherd. They provide the shepherd with something, with their wool. Do you remember St. Martin of Tours, who had a great big Roman military cloak of wool? And on a cold day entering Amiens as a soldier, he had nothing else to give a cold beggar, but he cut with his sword his cloak in half. And that night our Lord appeared to him and said, Martin has clothed me with his own cloak. St. Martin says that the sheep fulfill the gospel command that he who has two coats, let him give one of them to him who has none. And so the sheep does. That stands for sharing the works of charity. So too, when it comes to our Lord, to his Sacred Heart, Mercy is a ladder that goes up and comes down. It is a two-way street. We all ask for, and we all get mercy, more than we probably manage to remember. But he, in turn, the Lamb of God, the shepherd of our souls, asks for our mercy. This is the unique quality of the Sacred Heart devotion, how it sums up the gospel. Again, in a twofold way. Whatsoever you do to one of these, my least brethren, you do unto me. So, wiping the nose of a little one, feeding someone who is hungry, admonishing a sinner, fasting for someone's conversion, those are all ways, corporal and spiritual works of mercy, to have pity on Jesus, who is suffering in the souls of the least of his brethren. You have received mercy, now show mercy. This is the great truth of the incarnation. Jesus is suffering in some one of these. But he also suffers in himself, in his own heart, his soul, that is to say, his very essence. The heart of this church is the tabernacle. Christ suffers there. He does not receive from us the homage to which he has a due, and how many there are who should be here this morning, but who are not, out of sloth or sin. So we, in some simple sheep-like way, quietly to make up, might come to an extra mass this week, or a visit, or a procession, or a novena and benediction, to offer him, his heart, a little reparation. What is denied our Lord, what is due to this King of Kings in justice, we try to make up by a sense of mercy. And in the latter days, our Lord has let us know in no uncertain terms that he suffers in the heart of his mother. He feels so keenly how his mother is dishonored, blasphemed today, and his heart is one with hers. He asks reparation to her immaculate heart. The earth, this beautiful spring morning, really is full of the mercy of our Lord, but it is a ladder let down from heaven's height, angels coming down and angels going up. Do you see the difference between the true and the Novus Ordo versions of mercy? You could compare it to the modern corporate or socialist big government state. The French are having their first elections this Sunday. And as with the American elections, it is a given that the government will be socialistic. And no politician would challenge the socialism of big government. Not anymore. They say that the French are so used to that socialist mentality that they automatically look to Paris, to the government, to take care of their needs rather than to provide for themselves. In a word, they receive, but they're not so interested in giving. God forbid that should ever be true of any of us. Let the earth be full of the mercy of the Lord. As you have received, so give. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.